The Elizabethan Age, page 84. The Reign of Elizabeth I. The reign of Elizabeth I gave England a sense of stability and unity. Elizabeth surrounded herself with intelligent councillors who became part of her Privy Council, formed by about 20 members, including her chief advisers, William Cecil and Francis Walsingham. In 1570, Pope Pius V excommunicated Elizabeth and urged loyal Catholics to depose her. This led to the suppression of several plots against her, the most famous of which was centred on the Catholic Queen of Scotland, Mary Stuart, who was a pretender to the English throne. Philip of Spain hoped to use Mary to secure power for himself. The politically astute Elizabeth had Mary imprisoned, but kept her alive to avoid war with Spain. But as Spanish ambitions in Europe grew, war became inevitable and Mary was eventually executed in 1587. Throughout the 16th century, Britain was engaged in an empire-building race with its more powerful rival, Spain. During the reign of Elizabeth I, the naval war with Spain began with a series of pirate raids by English adventurers against Spanish ships carrying plundered gold, silver, and other precious metals back from the Americas. Unofficially, Elizabeth supported and sponsored Francis Drake's raids against the Spaniards. Eventually, she knighted him, an act that was more or less an open declaration of war on Spain. In an historic battle of 1588, thanks to its faster and more mobile ships, the English navy defeated the Spanish armada sent by Philip II to invade England. As a result, England became the greatest naval power in the world, creating the conditions for the development of the British Empire. The dream of the reformed empire. Despite enormous pressure, Elizabeth never married and was known as the Virgin Queen. She used her chastity as a political weapon to maintain the stability of the country. With her charisma, Elizabeth captured the imagination of poets and writers who were part of her court, many of whom were at the same time anxious to win her favor. A famous example is Edmund Spenser, whose epic poem The Fairy Queen was partly an attempt to flatter Elizabeth, presenting her as the leader of a reformed empire, purified of the corruptions of the Empire of Spain and the Roman Church. The most influential figure in creating this vision was John Dee. In one of his books, General and Reign Memorials Pertaining to the Perfect Art of Navigation, Dee argued for the establishment of a strong navy, both to defend the country and to aid imperial expansion. The spirit of British imperialism was openly encouraged by the Queen. However, in the last years of the 16th century, the Queen withdrew her support, afraid of making powerful enemies among Catholic countries. Former favorites, such as Dee and Spenser, fell into disfavor and died in poverty and obscurity. The figure of Elizabeth, or at least the iconographic and poetic representation of her, still refers to the idealized woman of medieval courtly love. Elizabeth was regarded as the center around which everything revolved, a notion which sat easily with the still dominant perception of the universe at the time. The medieval Ptolemaic theory that the earth was the center of the cosmos around which the sun and other planets revolved. Copernicus' revolutionary discoveries were deemed to be subversive, and the Church even considered them heretical. Elizabeth's astronomy was dominated and limited by their notion of social and natural hierarchy in all things. All this would change after Copernicus discovered that the Ptolemaic idea of the cosmos was wrong. But fear of persecution by the Church meant that the forces of change were initially clandestine. Educated Elizabethans gathered in private rooms to discuss theories that couldn't be admitted in public, while writers were careful to hide subversive ideas within an acceptable moral framework.